On the Claire Seabat and Kimber catch-up, we ask what big decision you've left to chance, you know, toss of the coin.
And Wildcats skipper Damian Martin reveals why the Red Army will be turning hot pink for this week's game.
And it turns out watching porn is actually good for us.
Claire, Matt and Kimber. It's like a party every morning. Ready to make a day of it? Check out the non-stop action at Crown on Melbourne Cup Day. Visit crownperth.com.au.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber on your computer. Gosh, how high tech. Enjoy this podcast. Everything Perth.
You know what people love?
What?
Special cuddles.
Yes, they
right?
do.
When you call it special cuddles, everyone's right into it.
Yeah.
When you mention pornography, people freak out.
It's one of those words, isn't it?
Well, it is. Pornography is often frowned upon. It can make people uncomfortable and it can put a strain on some relationships.
Yes, it can. Yes.
But experts say
from experience.
Yeah. Experts say that talking about porn or watching it with your partner can actually make a relationship healthier.
Well, that makes sense to me.
Yeah, they say open conversations about why you or your partner use porn rather than shaming and blaming each other can actually build intimacy in a relationship.
Yes.
But I suppose, too, it's the numbers that make people panic because they say that nearly 30,000 people are watching porn every second.
Right.
I mean, that's
more than Game of Thrones.
Yeah, not by much, but yeah.
Yeah.
But it is a really interesting thing that people often freak out about pornography, but they're saying this is good for you and your partner if you can have a good conversation about it.
Yes, I think the thing that, like anything, a shared activity is wonderful for a relationship, but if you're isolating yourselves and doing it, you know, on your own, obviously, being isolated, then that is where tension can occur.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
Watching
yeah.
it alone.
Yeah. While we're talking about porn, can you not mention Game of Thrones? Because someone will be destined to say those words that winter is coming. the thing about porn, I've got a mate who watches porn quite a bit. He told me that it's really good for his awareness at home. He always knows who's at home and in which room they're in.
Yes.
And he's really good with his volume on his phone too.
Oh, you save a fortune on security cameras.
Geez, I know this mate really well.
But they're saying like it's pretty important because they're saying if you have those conversations, it can help you in a number of ways.
Right.
For example, it can help you find out what your partner's into.
Yes.
So you can better serve them, you can better help them, you can better get along, you can share each other's fantasies and interests.
Sure.
Yes.
And one that's really important, and normally you wouldn't say this, is it can speed up foreplay.
Oh, yes.
Now, normally...
Okay.
We're pretty time poor these days, let's be honest.
Well, normally you wouldn't want to encourage that.
Yeah.
You'd want to drag it out. However, they're saying lots of people, and particularly when they're in long-term relationships, when they have children...
Yeah.
They're time poor in that sense because they don't have long between the kids knocking on the door or the kid, you know, having to pick them up or whatever. And they're saying it increases the time that you can reach those intimate moments. So they say those kind of clips, if you watch them, can help arousal within 30 seconds with men.
Yeah.
And they can reach maximum arousal within 11 minutes and women in about 12. So if you're time poor.
Yeah.
That's a good way to get into it.
Oh, I think it's very healthy to share these things with your partner. I mean, your partner should know what you're into.
Yeah.
You know, and without judgment and where possible, you know, because your fantasy world in your mind is, you know, you're allowed to have that.
Yeah,
and, you know, and where it's healthy, you know, go for it. But I don't like this one. Shatters the myth that you will only be attracted to your partner.
Saying
that it's actually, very normal and biological for us to be attracted to members of the opposite sex or the same sex, whatever you're into.
Mm.
But I don't like that.
No, but...
I'll be
on
that.
No?
Sweetheart, if you're listening... I'm the only one.
Oh, stop it. Look, but they are saying on the flip side of that, though, is that it may prevent people from straying outside of relationships to fulfill sexual desires that they, you know, may have had. But if you can share that with the person that you love or share it with the person you're with, then that way you can have your good times with your partner instead of straying elsewhere.
Eat at home as opposed to looking for takeaway,
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. And all achievable in 11 minutes or 12 minutes for women.
Beautiful.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber, weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
Matt, while you're away, off sick the last couple of days, you missed out on the launch of Kimber's Army right here.
Oh, really? Military operation?
It is a military operation.
Okay.
It's pretty serious, Kimber's Army, and we knew it was serious because we had this special thing to play, which made it so.
November is the month to quit. Kimber can help you do it. Kimber's Army. Join up!
Excellent. Excellent.
It started in such a weird way, didn't it? The idea for Kimber's Army.
Well, it did. It was basically you guys suggesting that I, well, Claire, you made a joke that I should give up cheese.
Yes.
Suddenly everyone jumped on it. Producers said, that's a great idea. And now I can't eat cheese for the month of November.
Kimber's, oh, really? Blood cheese levels were dangerously high.
I'm sure they were. Now the crafty.
Problem, well, the thing is that we've put it out there and said, join Kimber's Army and give up something for the month of November that you just are really struggling with, you maybe have a bit too much of.
Yes.
And we're just going to support each other. We're, okay, we're a team.
Yep.
We're going to take some donations, raise some money for Kids Appeal, but we're a group and we're going to support each other through the month.
How wonderful.
Yeah, because I'm going to struggle. I don't think anyone can really understand the amount of cheese that I eat.
Well, particularly as I sit at the desk next to you, basically just opening up cheese slices and shoving them down my throat constantly.
I eat so much cheese, right? And so it's great because we've had lots of people sign up. Karen wants to give up alcohol for the month.
Good on you, Karen.
Colleen said chocolate. Is Colleen a liar?
Yeah, well, Colleen,
come on, Colleen.
She's a stronger woman than I am.
Oh, really? Sasha, bread. Now, I feel for that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could ever give up bread.
I'm absolutely loving that people have joined up. And
it's the support that's helping you through.
Yeah, and part of the support to be, and through being a good friend, is my friend Clinton said he has signed up.
Good
so
on.
We thought,
oh, good old Clinton.
Have a chat to him. We've got him on the phone. Morning, Clinton.
Hello, mate.
Morning, everyone. How are you?
Good, buddy.
Want to say thanks for the support, for you jumping on board and joining my army. Tell us what you're giving up.
Well, did I really have a choice, Kimber, to be fair?
No, you didn't.
I have to do it. But look, because she's inspired me so much, because she does love her cheese, I'm giving up two things.
Oh.
I'm giving up soft drink and online shopping.
No.
Oh, don't push yourself so hard, buddy. One at a time.
Clinton, I thought you were going to say you're giving up The Bachelorette and any future series of The Bachelor or Bachelorette.
Well, I'm giving that up as of tomorrow night.
Oh, well done. Only because the series is finishing. Yeah, well done.
Do you?
She's such an inspiration. I thought, you know what? I'm going to give up those two things and let's just see how we go here, shall we?
Good for you, buddy. Do you find that you know that one feeds the other? You hit the soft drink and then you're so full of sugar that you go online?
And buy more soft drink.
That's right. Of course. It's cheaper.
It is. I'm really proud that you're joining, Clinton, because we do need to support each other. This isn't going to be an easy journey. Yeah. And it means also that, you know, feel for me, I've got 5 days to eat the camembert, the South Cape trilogy cheese,
nice
and the
cheese.
Cranberry cheese that I've got in my fridge.
We've seen the photo of your fridge.
Yeah.
Yeah. The halloumi can wait.
Especially we've got your birthday coming up during the month, Kimber, as well. Like, I don't understand.
Well, it was
how are we going to get through that?
It was a cruel trick on Matt and my part because we did discuss it earlier.
Good for you.
I'm proud of you, Clinton.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining, and we'll support you through the entire month. You've got my backing.
Well, look, you had my support, possibly not my friendship at the end of it.
Okay. Right, quickly go and shop online for a few days. Get it out of your system.
That's right.
Thanks. Thanks, Clinton. Well done. Kimber's Army is just growing.
We can do this. I'm saying whatever it is you need to give up, it doesn't matter. If you need a bit of support and you just needed that kick up the bum, this is the month to do it. So you need to go to mix.com.au and join Kimber's Army and we'll help you through it.
Can we get a poster made up, Kimber's Army, with Kimber pointing at the camera?
We want you. Absolutely.
Yeah, get into it.
Claire, Matt and Kimber, weekdays for breakfast on Mix 94.5.
Guys, after the drama at Council House. With Dr. Gemma Green ending up Perth's new Deputy Lord Mayor and now the acting Lord Mayor.
Yes.
With Lisa Scafidi out for a little while. There's been an even more interesting declaration of another Lord Mayor, and I speak of Glenn Dewhurst getting the gig there in Gosnells overnight.
Gossies.
It is just bizarre how this one's turned out.
What happened?
Well, he ended up getting it ahead of Liberal MP, former Liberal MP Peter Abetz, and Councillor Ron Mitchell. The trio had tied on 4 votes, but they had to work out how to pick the winner.
Yeah.
And it came down to a really interesting way of doing it. It was basically out of a hat.
Oh, really?
So
put the names into a hat.
Yep.
And just drew them out.
Drew out the winner.
It's bloody lucky dip time.
It is. That's how you do it, apparently, when you want to elect a councillor in a main... I don't understand. Like, this is ridiculous because we just did our local council elections, right?
Yes. Yep.
And in the envelope, Matt and I were both discussing it because in the envelope it said, hey, in future, would you like to vote for the councillors yourself?
Sure.
Or do you want to leave it up to us because we know them and we work in the industry?
Vote for the Lord
Mayor.
Yeah,
for
Mayor.
The Lord. Yes. Like, you know, because we know better.
Yeah, which is a bit like when you're a shareholder, they give you the opportunity.
Yeah, and Matt and I talked about it and we said, you know what, they do know better. I'm only going to be picking from a name.
Yep.
And I'm not going to know. Let's leave it up to them. And so to find out that they do it with a lucky dip.
It was a lucky dip over a proxy vote.
The weirdest thing ever. This is like the same system I would have used.
It's a great democracy we live in, Kimber.
Far
out.
You
know what? The way politics are at the moment, it's probably as good a system as any other.
Yeah.
And he looks like a nice bloke.
Can we do it for the next federal
election? Nice head.
I mean, I don't think you can. Can you make big decisions by basically, like, you know, flipping a coin?
Well, if all three of the players involved agree to it.
Yes.
That's the most fascinating thing. Oh, they're going, hey, hang on. Well, I want a recount.
It's like drawing a short straw.
All my big decisions by drinking heavily. So I probably should bow out.
I've made a decision. I suppose it was kind of big at the time. I was living in Toronto in Canada. And I really wanted to go to Montreal, but it was a really horrible season. I was like, no one wants to go to Montreal in the winter. It's freezing.
Mm.
And so I was umming and ahhing about it. And so I rolled a dice.
You didn't.
I did. Really? I said, if it lands on a 1, 3, or a 6, I'm going to move to Montreal. And I did. I rolled it and I left Toronto, packed up my stuff, ended my lease, and I moved and lived in Montreal instead.
Really?
It was one of the best decisions I ever made.
What was the winning dice? Did you go did you go with the 6 as a winner? Or?
1, 3, or 6.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's but so just it. Moved there and I loved it. It was probably one of the best decisions I made in my life. But
wow.
I did just leave it up to
chance.
Yeah.
Yeah. They can be big life choices.
Yeah.
Because I remember having a job in Perth set up to go to when I was out of work and then having a job set up in Adelaide and I was going to flip a coin and then I went, it's Adelaide. Are you joking? I stayed home.
I mean, sometimes it's hard to come up with decisions and with, you know, the answers. So why not?
Don't overthink it.
Give it over to fate. Give it to the universe.
Yeah. Flip a coin or lucky dip it.
I don't know how many people would have done it. I'd like to know. 1333 53. What big decision have you decided on the toss of a coin? Essentially just left it up to fate.
Helping small business grow is my passion. Hi, I'm Mark Boris, and I want to share that passion with you with my podcast, The Mentor. If you're into business, listen now on Podcast One as I get the stories from those just starting out and those on the verge of a major turning point. Join me for The Mentor and I might just help your business grow as well. Download the app or listen now at podcastone.com.au. No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone.
Podcast One.
Life is very, very funny, even in local politics, when Glenn Dewhurst finally found himself he was declared mayor of Gosnells after a tie between 3 finalists and there were a trio of them, so they decided to do a bit of a lucky dip to see who was the mayor.
Pull it out of the hat.
A genuine lucky dip. That's how we decided the mayor. That's incredible.
So it's probably like a bowl with 3 names, as simple as that.
Okay. We want to know when you've made a big decision based on basically the toss of a coin. Nat's in Mandurah. Nat, what did you do?
Good morning. We decided the name of our daughter by tossing the coin.
Oh, really?
Yes. We had 2 names and we just went, flip the coin. Heads is one, tails is the other.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you got heads and called it Elizabeth. That would have been timely.
Yeah.
So who won? Did hubby have one name in mind and you had the other?
Yeah, hubby had one name and he won on his name.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
And the name was?
Indy.
Oh, that's a nice name. What was the other name?
Coco.
Oh, okay. Yep. Both nice names.
They would have worked well together too.
I suppose it gets to the point where you don't want to argue about it. You just got to take the chance, don't you? Flip a coin.
That's it. Yeah, just go with it and that's where it rolls.
Hey, Nat, did you just go, best of 3?
Yeah, I did think about it.
Nice one, Nat.
Good on you, no Nat. Worries. Lisa's in Armidale. Lisa, when did you make a big decision by the toss of a coin?
I used to live in America, in case you couldn't tell.
Yeah, sure.
And I was at uni in America and I decided to do a semester overseas.
Right.
And I wanted someplace warm that spoke English, so Australia.
Yeah.
And I didn't know which university. I didn't actually research any universities. I literally closed my eyes. I had a list of universities, pointed at a university. It was Murdoch University. That was 26 years ago. I loved it so much I haven't left.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's awesome.
Well done.
That's a huge decision, and it worked out well.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll love it here.
Oh, good on you, Lise.
Fantastic. The fate's looking after you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe this is a great way to actually make out all of our decisions.
Yeah, like picking partners, or maybe not.
Jocelyn's in Rolleystone. Jocelyn, what big decision did you make on the toss of a coin?
I make the toss of the coin of a poo round for my children.
Okay.
I don't want to ask, really. What is a poo round?
No, I certainly don't want to ask after what I've been through.
It's two dogs, and I flip the coin, and one has to do the poo round because they love their dogs. And
as in the clean-up?
Yes.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Tidy up the mess, yeah.
My daughter gags.
Yep.
And I work quite a lot of hours because I look after the oldies.
Yeah.
And then one morning, the dogs had got inside, which I don't have the dogs inside, and she had the runs, and
ooh.
It was all over the carpet.
Oh,
curtains.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
walls.
I said to my daughter and my son, all right, do you want me to flip the coin? And they said, no, Mum. We'll miss out on their pocket money. You can do it.
Did you do it, Mum?
So I did it.
Yeah. Oh, that's how the free market economy works. You know.
Yeah.
Oh, that worked.
I still would have made them flip between themselves.
Yeah, totally.
Wouldn't have even been in it.
I know, they do. Yeah, it was quite a mess. I actually had to put up the whole carpet.
It was quite bad. Breakfast, anyone?
Yeah, wow.
Thanks, Jocelyn.
Thanks, Joss.
No worries.
I don't know who the name's poo round because the old man's got horses.
Everyone
on the property goes, no, I don't want to do the poo round.
Although horses poo actually isn't too offensive because they only eat the hay.
It's not too bad. It's just bigger and you need a bigger
what
shovel.
What are we talking about? It was much nicer when we were just talking about flipping the coin and Lisa moving to Australia and loving her life.
It's life, sorry, Kimber.
Babe.
Deal with it.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber's podcast at mix.com.au.
It's good to have him back.
Every morning I get up too early. It makes me surly getting up that early. Matt's World.
Now, as you are aware, over the last few days I've been at home sick with a nasty tummy bug.
Not good.
Gastro. And that word, it's horrible, isn't it?
Isn't
gastro.
It?
Yeah.
You know, it's a powerful one and everyone knows, right? So from now on, because it's breakfast time, I'll now refer to it as the event.
Okay.
Just to keep, you know. So, of course, you know, during the event, all dignity is gone.
Sure.
And despite loving offers from mothers and brothers and girlfriends to come over, and it's just something that you need to go through on your own.
Isn't it?
It really is.
Tidy up your own mess.
And just may I just give out a personal shout out to VitaWheat for keeping me alive.
Yeah, doing something.
Now, look, I did make some claims on this very radio station last week about the casual nature of my hand washing regime. Look, if I have a wee,
stop.
I don't wash my hands.
What? No. Matt, well, why not?
It's me. It's my stuff. I can't give myself anything.
And unless you're changing a baby and not cleaning your hands or whatever. I'm like, how does gastro go everywhere through adults? And this is how.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Okay. Now, obviously, that was, you know, said in fun, but like any joke, there's elements of truth there.
Sure.
And I took great delight in watching my dear friend Kimber's face as I regaled her with stories of my lack of cleanliness.
Yeah.
And I just want to say publicly, I was wrong.
Oh.
My comments were my own.
Sure.
And in no way reflect the washing hands policy of Mix 94.5 or any of its subsidiaries.
Oh, here you go.
Matt's World.
Oh, it's a great movie, Edward Wee Wee Hands.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber's podcast at mix.com.au.
Now, the moment you've been waiting all morning for. It's Captain Paul's joke of the day on Mix 94.5.
Yeah, my granddad was pretty amazing. He invented lots of things, most of them very successful. But I remember when he invented the cold air balloon that never really took off.
It's good to be back.
Is it really?
Well, there's another Clancy, Matt and Kimber podcast, done and dusted. Don't forget you can catch them on your good old FM radio too, weekdays from 6 a.m. on Perth's Mix 94.5.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber love an excuse to get dressed up. If you party in style, don't miss Perth's premier event on Melbourne Cup Day, Classique, at Crown Ballroom.